Right, so Miles Kane, you're in HMV Liverpool for your new album, which is out now. Mm-hmm. Tell us a little bit about it.
It's called Coup de Grâce. It came out on Friday, and this is my sort of week of release and doing the promotion. And it's a great record that's upbeat and will make you feel good. And I'm very proud of it, you know. Yeah.
Well, I've had a few listens to it. I think it's brilliant.
Thank
and
you.
And it sounds a little bit different to some of the stuff you've done before, doesn't it?
Yeah, it feels fresh and it feels like a step forward. And I think there's definitely elements of previous stuff I've done, but it's like it's got a whole new... It's got just the whole thing around it, it just feels fresh and new and exciting. And I'm feeling sort of very comfortable with it, if that makes sense, you know?
There seems to be quite a few influences in there as well. Mm-hmm. You can hear a bit of T-Rex, you can hear a bit of John Lennon, I thought, as well. Who have you worked alongside with it?
Well, thank you. I love both of them. You know, artists you've mentioned. I always kind of wear, I guess, influences on my sleeve as well. You know, whatever I'm listening to at that time sort of has an impact on the music I'm making. Also, I was like listening to like a lot of The Clash and The Damned and things like that. And on the track Coup de Grâce, it sort of lends itself to that sort of punky disco thing, you know.
Yeah, tell us a little bit about the album title. Obviously, you've got a song on there with the same name. Where's it all come from?
That song originated just from a jam that we were just jamming this bass line, the dum da dum dum dum, over this sort of, like I said, disco-y tune. And I like the word coup de grâce because I found out about it because I'm a fan of wrestling, and this my favourite wrestler, that's his finishing manoeuvre. And then we were just, I didn't have a chorus, so I just started sort of, you know, freestyling coup de grâce on the chorus, thinking I'll write lyrics later. And I didn't know the meaning of it. And then when I found out what it meant, it means the end, the final blow, and it felt very dramatic. And as time went on and songs were written, and a lot of the songs are quite close to my heart in terms of what they're about and feelings and stuff, it felt quite apt to sort of call the record that, you know.
There can't be many albums that have got a link to wrestling. Didn't have you down as a wrestling fan?
No, I've surprised a lot of people with this. A lot of people say that, but I do. It's something I never grew out of as a kid, and I'm proud to be a wrestling fan, yeah.
Talking of the album as well, 5 years, I think it is, since your last one came mm-hmm. out, so I guess what a lot of people are asking is, why has the wait been so long?
Well, we did a Shadow Puppets record in the middle of that, and I did start writing before we did the Puppets record. And then after that, when I went back to the old songs, after the Puppets, they just didn't seem to fit right, or they just didn't feel right. I think because, you know, when songs get left for a while, and I don't know, I was in a different place, do you know what I mean, mentally and sort of in every way, really. And so I started from scratch, and it just took time just to get the... the quality to be as good as what it came out to be. But I'm glad that I took that time and had a meltdown to get it as good as what it came out to be, you know.
You're listening to Radio City Talk, Matt Jones here, and I'm talking to Miles Kane about his brilliant new album, which is hopefully going to be a top five, top three album. What would it mean to get somewhere like number one? What's it mean in this day and age?
Well, it'd be fantastic, but I don't think we're knocking Mamma Mia off. But it's nice to be in the same bracket, so hopefully we can hold on in there. You know, that'll be lovely, and it's great that a record like mine can do that, because it shows that people still want to enjoy rock and roll. You know, and I think it's a bit of a statement, and I like that.
It's really irritating that these musicals are keeping tops, but I had the Wombats on about 5 months ago, and they were telling me that The Greatest Showman kept them off number one as well.
And that's still at number two, isn't it? Do you know what I mean? So it's the same for us, really, yeah. But anyway, we'll just keep on trucking, you know.
You mentioned the last Shadow Puppets there, so you've obviously done a lot of work with Alex Turner from the Arctic Monkeys in the past, that you were in a band yourself in the past. How do you find things being solo compared to being on stage with someone else singing alongside you?
Yeah, I still get it. I get the same... I love playing live, you know, whatever form it is, I guess, if you want to put it like that. I love being on stage and performing. I guess it's obviously with that, it's a shared thing, and you've got two personas on there. But I feel I've just been really enjoying this record and playing live, and it's become its own beast now, and I love my band, and I'm just really loving playing. I just can't stop saying I'm loving playing live, but it's true, you know. It's what I live for, you know. Yeah, to be playing and singing songs.
And that brings us on to your tour, which is later this year. You're obviously going to be visiting Liverpool as a Merseyside lad as part of that. How much do you look forward to that leg of the tour?
Oh, man, I can't wait. And it's the last night of the tour, so we plan that well. So it'll be... hopefully we'll go out on a bang. I'm really excited for that tour, and it's going to be nice to bring it home to end it, you know, just before Christmas.
Yeah. A lot of people, obviously, they all have an association with their local city, but for Liverpool, it always seems to be a bit strong. We saw Paul McCartney play the Cavern recently, and the same obviously goes for you. Why is that?
I don't know. It's just something that's... Well, I guess it's just where you're from, and, you know, when you grow up, and from being a kid to a teenager to an adult, you know, it's like you've grown up with the city, you know, silly things as in the bars or the clubs or the restaurants or your mates, you know, it's sort of, you've all evolved together, you know, so it's it always lends a special place, you know, because no other city can give you that feeling, you know.
What are your favourite venues in the city?
I've never played where I'm playing in December, the Manford Hall. I used to go there when I was a kid and watch loads of gigs, you know. So I'm excited about that. But I love the Olympia. I've done some great gigs in there. I love that. And the Philharmonic as well. It's cool.
And we're obviously down at HMV today as well, where you're doing a bit of a signing, a bit of a try play of your new songs as well. Must be looking forward to that.
Yeah. Yeah, I've never played in HMV before. So, yeah, I don't really know what to expect. But... hopefully it'll be rocking at 1 o'clock, yeah.
And it's great in this era as well to see people still coming down to see you play live, to buy CDs from a record store as
well.
Exactly,
yeah. That's nice, isn't it? To have something physical to look at and read and hold on to is it's a rare thing, isn't it, now? Yeah.
Well, hopefully it's going to help push the album up ahead of Mamma Mia and The Greatest
Let's
Showman.
Let's hope so.
It's brilliant. Thank you for your time, and best of luck with the tour and the album as well.
Thank you, man. Lovely to chat to you. Cheers.